Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. Obviously, we are in the Christmas spirit, and we've taken over the Ford Lions report set. We've invaded it, Mike. And we've got a, obviously, interesting game. You keep looking at my hat. You do not like my hat?
Is that your hat or your hair?
This is my hat. And I have to tell you, we did this bit a couple weeks ago heading to Green Bay, and your hat was hideous. So I think we've upgraded here.
You've upgraded. Haven't you learned anything about your wardrobe? Do you think that I'm going to wear this thing? Do I amuse you? Do I make you laugh?
I will let the folks answer that.
Have a Snickers. You get like this when you're hungry.
I like the hat. I'm in the Christmas spirit. You
Actually,
know?
I like it too, and I can't wait to take it home.
The Lions can't wait to get to Saturday.
You know, no one's going to take you seriously wearing that hat.
So all right, I'll take the hat off.
Oh, you look worse now.
Obviously, Mike, big game here Saturday.
A big matchup.
That's probably the better way to say it. Two teams really heading in different directions. A Falcons win, they clinch home field advantage through the playoffs. A Lions win, I think they maybe earn themselves a little bit of pride. Certainly snap a losing streak and maybe feel a little bit better about themselves.
Well, I would think so. You know, look, does it mean anything in the standings? Not really, but you got Calvin Johnson closed in on Jerry Rice's record. Jerry Rice says he doesn't want him to break the record. Guess what, Jerry? You got no control over it. Get used to being number two, all right? Start right now. But, yeah, is winning better than losing? Of course. All the people out there say go ahead and lose. It'll help your draft status. You don't play the game. Play to win. Play the best you can. You got some missing pieces on defense, but just play.
And you're on national TV.
National
TV,
right.
I think that's some incentive,
right,
too. You've got the rest of the league looking. You've got a national television audience. This is a chance to showcase, even though you are a little shorthanded, what you can do. And I think you touched on Calvin's record. I think that's something to play for these last 2 weeks. But how do you see this game going? Or how do you think the Lions can stay close with a team like Atlanta, who's got most of their pieces, explosive on offense, have a pretty good defense?
I think it's something that Jim Schwartz has said two or three times this year, but it's got to be in reverse. You're not going to win with X number of turnovers. Well, it happened last week against Arizona. They had four. The Lions have to, I think, if everything is even, then it's Atlanta's game. But what makes it not even is a big return by Stephon Logan. Haven't seen much of that lately. Win the turnover battle. I don't mean 2-1 or 1-0, but get three or four turnovers and hang on to the ball and play good defense. You know, rattle Matt Ryan. I think you can get to him. I've seen teams get to him before and do it, and then crowd noise and all that comes into play too. So really turn it into your building for Saturday night.
For me, it's Matthew Stafford. I think that's the key. You know, the two healthy elements of that offense are Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson. We know where Calvin's at. Matthew, I think he's had a little bit of a down season if you look at what he did last year with all the numbers. And you look at that Falcons defense, what they did in three games against Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, and Drew Brees. 10 interceptions, one touchdown. They completed about 50% of their passes. They've been really good against some of the elite quarterbacks in the league. I think Matthew Stafford needs to have his best game of the season if the Lions have a chance.
Oh, I agree with that too, and I think he's capable of that. And I think he's focused on this game. Look, I think he's focused on every game. I think we're looking at really a superior talent here who does, you know, all the right things. It just hasn't worked out lately. But it was one touchdown, 10 interceptions.
One touchdown.
So balance the books on this one game. Make a 10-10 when you're done. 9 touchdown passes.
I don't know if they'll have 9 touchdowns.
Too much
eggnog? That will be a really great game story to write after that. I'm rooting for it.
Are my ears sticking out?
Yes.
That's why I don't wear this
You
hat.
Look like the number one elf out there. I have to be honest with you.
Doesn't look so good, does it?
That's Mike O'Hara. I'm Tim Twentyman. We'll have all the coverage for you guys Saturday as the Detroit Lions host the Atlanta Falcons. Merry Christmas.